Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Chuck Swindoll always talked about in Romans 11 about how unsearchable God's ways. He said, you know, don't try to unscrew the unscrewable. I mean, it's some things we can't really figure out.
And I appreciate the way you started that, Neil, too, because where we start, Naomi, with this is we have to come back to what we really do know from the Scriptures. Look at the things that are clearly in the light that we can hold to with a high degree of confidence. And I would put on that list things like God is good. And he is interested in the welfare of the human race and of his creation. And his love for us is definitive as far as what love is. We start with that, and then we probe into the shadows with some of these difficult questions.
What causes spirits to attack someone, and how can they stop it? She's a Christian woman, prays often. So I mean, are there some things that we do that sort of bring on more attack?
Yeah, there the two things that I ran into the most, looking both at the Scriptures and then at some of the testimonials of people that seem to be sober-minded about this, the two main ways that we become vulnerable to demonic attack is either through open rebelliousness, not just slipping up in sin. I mean, sometimes we're overtaken by temptation and that, but it's the sin, the Bible calls it the sin with a high hand, where we are openly shaking our fist at God and saying, I'm just going to do my thing. I know this is wrong, but I don't care. Sometimes we're even audacious enough to say, well, I've got my ticket to heaven. I've asked Jesus into my heart, so I'm going to go to heaven, so I'm going to just play around like the devil in this life. That is one way we open ourselves up to demonic activities. And the other is through occultic practices. This takes many forms, very popular in our modern society today, where we have things like divination, trying to forecast the future through tarot cards, palm reading, the astrology, prophets in the newspaper, all this type of thing. Or there's spiritism, where we try to get in contact with dead, departed relatives and loved ones through mediums or channels. The New Age movement made this incredibly popular over the last 30 years or so of this type of channeling of spiritual forces. All of those types of things, there are documented places in the Scriptures where they are connected with demonic powers. The Scriptures denounce it. Deuteronomy 18, God makes it clear that any sort of divination, occultic practices are to be rejected by those who belong to God. And I think the main reason for that, Neil, is because we are dependent on God for our future. We are not to be looking to other sources to tell us about our futures or about these questions that we have. God is completely sufficient to meet all our needs. And this is it's a lack of faith that is displayed when we go to these occultic powers. But demon forces, definitely, we are vulnerable to when we take part in these occultic practices.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.